brother and man to man. You're fighting a war, neither one can win. Goes round and round again. Brother to brother and man to man, fighting a war that never began. Shadow boxing in a box. Apocalypse, the wandering land. Shadowbox in the apocalypse, the wandering land. Shadowbox in the apocalypse, the wandering land.
All right, that was my brother Esau from Hampton Coliseum, 1984. And this is Harrison. You're listening to the second hour of Stranger Waves on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're back. So after that, we're going to go straight back to the Hampton Coliseum, but about 5 years later, for a show that I recently came across, because just for reference, the way that I find all these shows is there's a song I'm particularly into at one moment, and then I go on Heady Version and I look at what the highest rated version of that song is, and then I tend to just kind of listen to that whole show because it's a great way to get, you know, big smattering of different eras and stuff. So that's what happened this time. Song was Throwing Stones, which was kind of originally the game plan here, but after listening to the whole show a couple days ago, switched. Largely because of how they opened the second set for this show on October 9th, 1989. It's really special for a couple of reasons. One, it's a huge playing in the band sandwich. What I mean is playing another song, then playing again. And then after they wrap up playing, they go straight into Dark Star, and it's the first Dark Star in 5 years. So I was reading stories about it. People went absolutely insane, kind of understandably. If they'd been deprived for 5 years of Dark Star, I could definitely see that. But yeah, it's a super fun, really lengthy jam, but it's worth sticking around for, and it's definitely one of the kind of last great 80s Dead shows, one of the last great Brent performances, specifically on that song In Between Playing, but I don't really want to spoil what that is, because I think it'll be fun when they just kind of go into it. So yeah, we're going to start this. This is going to take a long time, full disclosure. You're going to eat up the most of the second hour, but I promise you it's worth sticking around for, and it's really cool, especially if you haven't heard it before. So here we go. I'm going to start with Playing in the Band from October 9th, 1989, Hampton Coliseum, which also has a few amazing Jerry Garcia Band shows. So if you ever see Hampton next to something Dead-related, it's worth stopping and checking out. But yeah, here we go, and I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore. Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. His choice, my friends, better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me?
Silver mine, and I call the day to I got me a fire. hear Uncle Tom's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Oh,
Thank you.
I'm back after about 40 minutes of music, which is always fun. So you just heard Playing in the Band, followed by Uncle John's Band, followed by the Playing Reprise, followed by Darkstar, and then it was going to go into drum space, but I gotta cut it off at some point, so I'm gonna cut it off here. And it gets a little dark there at the end, which I always forget about. But my favorite part of that whole Darkstar is how you can hear the crowd going crazy right at the beginning. And even by the time Jerry goes into the first verse, people are still going insane. And that's what a long gap without Darkstar will do to Deadheads. But yeah, I thought I'd close out the show with another highlight from the summer. And seeing as it's Mickey Hart's birthday, thought that I would play easily the most memorable Mickey Hart moment from the Dead & Company summer tour. Cheese, if you're listening, you were there. This is Fire on the Mountain from Boulder this summer. And yeah, Mickey rap towards the end of it, which is always fun. But yeah, we'll hear that, and then PSA, and I'll just throw it back on automation. But yeah, if you're still here, thanks for sticking with me for the past couple hours. And yeah, close us out with some Dead & Company. Here you go. Here's Fire on the Mountain. Thank you.
your laughter, but you're dead to the core. A dragon with matches he loses on the town. Cold pail of water just to cool him down.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
All right. Well, we've reached the end. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this has been 2 hours of Stranger Waves. You stuck with me the whole time. Thank you very much. And I will definitely be back in this time slot next week, but new schedule goes into effect. So it's going to be a little bit rocky over the next couple days, but I'll make sure to keep everybody posted as to what the new time slot is. And yeah, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here next week, same time, probably for the last time.